Site 8, southeast corner of Water Street and Basic Road. After Roy Petrie's resignation as superintendent of Basic Schools in July of 1946, officials lauded him for overseeing the growth of Henderson Schools during his four-year administration. He arrived in Henderson in 1942, following the establishment of the Basic town site as part of burgeoning war industry in southern Nevada. The construction of the Basic magnesium plant instantly transformed the desert lands east of Las Vegas into a populous tent and trailer city, complete with school children who were part of a school district consisting of a one-room building and one teacher. The humble origins of education in Henderson were supplanted over the next 60 years as Henderson became home to a community college, a state college, 6 high schools, 6 middle schools, and 26 elementary schools. One of Petrie's first tasks was a school census at every door, tent, and trailer to ascertain the school needs. In October of 1942, a dedication was held for the new school, designed to hold 1,400 students with more than 700 parents in attendance. Constructed by the federal government on 16.5 acres, the 1942 Townsite School consisted of 18 classrooms and an auditorium gymnasium building. Its doors opened to more than 1,000 students, 3/4 of whom were grammar school students. The school's population grew rapidly. One local newspaper reported in late November 1942 that an average of 40 new students enrolled each week, stressing the already overcrowded school facilities. The school instituted double sessions to ease some of the overcrowding, but most classes still had 60 pupils. Petrie faced a number of challenges at the Basic townsite, including limited finances. He and his staff worked the first 6 months of the 1942 year without pay until he navigated through government bureaucracy to obtain the funds needed to pay his teachers. Soon after, he obtained funds to add a library and science lab at the school. The school auditorium also hosted activities for adults like bridge, chess, checkers, badminton, movie shows, and night classes. School officials gave the first high school the name of Railroad Pass when it opened in 1942. In January of 1943, 16 students received diplomas as members of the school's first graduating class. The big job announced from a school which did not exist 6 months ago, 16 seniors were graduated last week. It was the first commencement at Victory High School, later to be named Basic High School, fastest growing school in the United States. The graduates looked mighty nice in blue caps and gowns. The new graduates immediately began to serve their country, with the young men entering military service and the young women taking work at BMI. The Townsite School added several features over the course of the 1943-1944 school year, including improved athletic facilities, playground equipment, and a 6-room addition to help relieve overcrowded elementary classrooms. These additions were not nearly enough to satisfy students' needs, and Petrie requested more space and equipment. The school earned accreditation in 1944, putting it on academic par with Boulder City and Vegas schools. Despite its new credibility in 1944, as World War II ended, leading to a dramatic drop in demand for magnesium from BMI, Petrie faced a completely new set of challenges as the school population dropped rapidly. The area lost many residents and the school enrollment declined by 2/3. Following the rapid decrease in the number of students, the area's school grew at a slow pace over the rest of the 1940s. By 1951, the Henderson Home News reported Basic High School's enrollment was up to 232 students, and the elementary school had 1,232 students enrolled. In 1955, Henderson added significantly to its educational facilities. In March, Residents turned out for the dedication of the new basic high school, with Superintendent Lyle W. Burkholder overseeing the ceremony, moving the high school from Water Street to 355 Van Wagenen Street. Henderson residents supported Basic High School, especially the athletic teams. Over the years, some of Nevada's most prominent leaders graduated from the school, including U.S. Senator Harry Reid, while others taught at the school, such as Governor Michael Callahan. In 1972, a third Basic High School was built at 400 North Palo Verde Drive. The former Basic High School building was converted to a middle school and served as Lyle W. Burkholder Middle School until 2004. In 1977, the educational offerings of Henderson grew again when the City Council approved a 20-acre site to house a community college. In 2001, Henderson leaders, including Selma Bartlett, began pushing for a state college in the city to be housed on Water Street. The first state college in Nevada opened on Water Street on September 3, 2002. Since the 1940s, Henderson has seen amazing growth in its educational offerings. Several high schools, six middle schools, and more than 25 elementary schools have replaced the small town site school that housed all grades in 1942.